Molly Resnikoff, everybody.
I have two short poems and connected by a long-winded story. So, actually, I'm hearing a lot about the performance of the Magic Garden, and you notice the outside of my building was done by Isaiah Zabar. And for years, he was like, you're in the Italian market. Can you find me, like, a building to do in the Italian market? I've been trying to break into South Philly for my whole life. And then I was like, I have a building. And he's like, give me a poem, and I'll put a poem on. And I thought he was going to put, like, a line or something. And I... So we disagreed on the poem that he wanted to put on. And he wanted to put on a poem that I wrote when I was really young. I wanted to put on this poem that I wrote about the neighborhood that I had written recently. And he, although we went back and forth, he was, in the long run, he was right, and you'll see why. But he fired the poem that he wanted to do. And then he said it was going to be the whole poem on the front of my building. And I was like, oh, shit, I can't do that. Like, and then it was like this story of my parents conceiving me, and my mother was so embarrassed, and my daughter was so embarrassed, I'm like, I can't do it. So he actually ended up putting it on a wall further on a building on Watkins Street, which I haven't gone to see yet. But I'm going to get there. It's like I never get off this block, and it's like three blocks down. So this is what the poem that he did put on the building on Watkins Street. And I wrote it when I was like 19 years old. So it's called The Magician's Daughter. When I asked my mother that question, she told me that once I was a seed, that my father had planted me inside of her, and I grew there until I was ready. I thought it was wonderful to have been nothing but a seed. I had never seen anything like that. I was so pleased with my father as I imagined him then. His fingers must have been so precise to carry me. I was so small. And my mother, her belly must have been almost like sand, parting easily and healing back into itself. I knew there were things she didn't tell me, but it didn't matter. My mother and father, they had a way. So then actually I think if I had that on the front of my building and all these like Italian market guys. So this is what I wanted to put on, and I see that it was all about the changing neighborhood. It's called Bella Vista. I walk to the park. The daffodils have broken ground and stand stiff and vigilant. Only seven pigeons are left and one bum. The neighborhood is coming up. On Leek Street, contractors are cementing the maw of a gutted house. Window frames are pried from their cavities, and toilets and bureaus are tossed from the upper floors into dumpsters, which are spirited away by morning, erased. Everyone sweeps and smiles, even the mobsters. Only yesterday they bulldozed an awful eyesore. I watched as trees were extracted like teeth. Soon it will gleam, doors and flower pots. Everything is doubling and doubling. In the market, only one skinned goat remains in the window of one butcher shop. One measly skinned goat hung from its feet like Mussolini in the village square.